All right, guys, we'll get started. Earlier this week, I said to you we'd have a chance to put our resiliency on display in this game after a difficult performance from last week. We did that, and we had different players step up when their opportunity was called. I was pleased to see that. Some of the things I wanted to see from practice, our focus, our mindset, our attitude in practice, and we saw that. Everyone battling for one another. We said this game was going to come down to the ball, and it did. So for us to be plus five in the turnover margin, that was, you know, clearly the key to this game and having the points off of those. So very good team performance. We knew it was going to be a battle with their front and how they were, and it certainly was. So definitely came down to the ball for us, and good display of our resiliency, our toughness, of what we stand for as a team. With that, I'll open it up to your guys' questions regarding the game.
Coach, Vic Beasley's dominance on defense, the three sacks, the touchdowns, that the type of game you all have come to expect from him, or hope to get from him?
Yeah. I'd say hope to get would be more, but he had a terrific game. And if you ask him, a lot of that comes from his belief, but it also comes from the work that he puts in practice. He looks great on his get off, and that's really where his game starts. He's got terrific quickness off the ball, and now he's got some, you know, other things that he'll do in terms of setting up a tackle to beat him. But he's improved in the run game. I told you guys that in the media last week, and then today. For him to have the ability to finish, get the sack, and score with it, that's what we're looking for. It was a great performance by him.
How important was it to come out and establish your authority here, you know, coming off of the really tough loss last night?
That's what I'm talking about for the resiliency part. It was very important for us. We knew coming out here, tough place, tough environment, you know, good crowd, defense was going to be into it. We had some guys down. So for us to battle, we knew that was going to take place, how tight they are and the work they put in during the week. So I was really pleased with the effort today. You know, Gabe, had a bigger role, and Al had a bigger role for sure. We were leaning on the running backs. Although the numbers didn't show it in terms of the length for it, there were some tough runs by Coleman as he got down towards the goal line. And that might be, you know, when he gets his pads down, you know, he's a difficult guy to tackle down there. So it was good to see him do that again. That was a great start for us, though, to have the turnover on the very first play of the game and then the second play get a score. One of the terms we use is set it off, and those two plays really set it off for us.
Talking about scoring 42 points, how impressive, you know, the performance that you had with 42 points. Were you expecting that?
No, certainly not. We knew it was going to be a battle, and so for us to get points like we did, you know, causing the turnover on special teams and creating a short field and then scoring twice on defense was certainly a factor in that. We knew it was going to be tough, but we got some guys that are ready to battle too. We knew when our ops were there, we got to take advantage of it. So we got better from last week to this week in terms of our practice. So, you know, looking for that again this week.
How do you build on this momentum?
Well, the momentum part, I don't know, you know, as we're going through, it's just the one spot. But we're going to throw right when we go back at it again. The next team that we play, we're going to pour it all into that. And so we don't look too far down the road. We're going to pour everything we got into this week and this performance coming up.
What do you make of this race with Tampa?
Yeah, I don't concern myself with other teams to get ourselves ready. We concern ourselves with our own club, our fight, our intensity, so we don't look outside for anybody else to help get us ready.
Dan, Bondi.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I know it's a one-sided game, but do you have any concerns, you know, this long trip and coming out here and being over after last week's loss?
I didn't have concerns of a hangover because the practice part was right when it took it into Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But anytime you have to travel out all the way, new team, they've got explosive guys. And they've got a heck of a defensive front. So I wouldn't say it was concern, but I recognize they've got playmakers and they know how to, you know, feature their guys in certain ways. So that way, you know, as I was looking at the game, I knew it was going to be a hard fight. But I wasn't worried as much about a hangover based on practice from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
You talked about it already, but you see some of these other guys, Nick Williams.
Yeah,
that's
one we should.
Hard, you know, all the guys making those catches and stuff. How comforting feeling is that when you know you're down in your top two receivers?
And Nick and Justin are some of the guys that have won the black shirts for us on Fridays on multiple occasions. They're loaded with grit and toughness, and they completely embody our style of what we like to do. So those two also made plays on teams as well. And Nick, you know, did a good job as a gunner, had a big first down, a couple of them to convert. So he was ready for his opportunity today. So we thought there'd be a chance that he'd be up when Mo went down, and he certainly took advantage of that opportunity today. Yep, he did. And his intent was all through the week that he was planning to play. And as it got closer and closer, he kept, you know, feeling that intent of ready to play. But if he wasn't going to be able to do the things that make him so unique, we weren't going to put him out there. So he definitely wanted to, and it was one on today that I had to say and help step into. Ricardo was, and it's funny that you bring his name up. He was one of the ones, he said, you know, right during pregame, you could feel our intent of being ready to play, and he was right in the forefront of that. So we rely on him a lot, not just from his communication, but all he brings to our team. So, yeah, he was going to take it personally to make sure we started better today, and he for sure did.
Sorry if you addressed this earlier. It's
okay. Yeah, he has a real awareness for the ball. I don't know where he's at on forced fumbles, but that's one of the byproducts of having, you know, when you can get to the quarterback where you can force some of these turnovers. So for him at six or whatever it is from a forced fumble standpoint, there's an art to that in having awareness of where the football is, when to reach and go for it. And he's captured that, and it's very good to see. It was important, you know, right off the bat to create a turnover and then to go and attack right off the bat in terms of taking a shot right in the end zone. It was a terrific catch, too, you know, in terms of where the ball was placed by Matt, him turning and rotating and to go get it. So it's one we practiced quite a bit on Fridays, and it was good to see that practice, you know, carry over right into here on Sunday. I had a pretty good shot at it, and as we were calling for it, you know, once you see a, you know, coverage open up where it's there, you're ready for the guy to take a shot, and Matt did. I thought Matt had real aggressiveness, you know, in his play today, real intent about him, and for him, knowing, okay, I got different targets to go, his approach didn't change one bit, and I really respect that about him.